Hello and welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae. Today's episode is called Everything Will Work Out. Recently, I was watching this children's TV show, pretty popular. It's called Bluey. And this TV show is honestly iconic because it's entertaining for all people, adults, kids. But they did a special episode of Bluey that made me super emotional. I actually cried a lot as I was watching it because there was just such a good message about life, and it hit different. And so I wanted to share that concept with you all today in hopes that you can also realize some of the same things that I learned as I was watching that episode. So in it, Bluey finds out that his parents are trying to sell their house so that they can move. And so Bluey's in preschool, and his teacher reads them this story. And in this story, it's a common story, but the way they frame it was very interesting. So here's what the story is. There was a farmer who had a horse that ran away, and everyone in the village was like, "That's bad luck." And the farmer said, "We'll see." And then later the horse came back, and his son was riding the horse, and he got bucked off. And everyone in the village said, "Oh, that's such bad luck." And the farmer said, "We'll see." And a little bit later, the army came into town to draft all of the young men to go to war. But because the farmer's son had gotten bucked off the horse and his leg was broken, he was not chosen to go. And everyone in the town said, "That is such great luck." And the farmer said, "We'll see." And so obviously this story is probably hard for someone as young as Bluey to understand. But his teacher explained it really well. She said, whatever happens, everything will work out how it's supposed to. And it's true. It had me thinking about how it's really, really easy for us to wonder what the future is going to look like or have worries. But having the perspective that everything will work out no matter what happens, that we'll be able to face the future with a lot of excitement. Bluey was super worried about moving out away from his friends and out of his house. But even if he did, there would be great opportunities. And so I think that having the mindset that everything will work out how it's supposed to is interesting because it's true. Everything in life unfolds. It pans out how it's supposed to, even when we can't see it right now. There's this concept that I use sometimes that when I'm coaching to help the person I'm talking to realize that life truly does unfold how it's supposed to. And it's that life is 50-50. And so to view that in that light, I like to look at the extremes because I think our brains really love to think about the extremes. What's the worst that's going to happen? What's the best that's going to happen? And so oftentimes I'll ask them, okay, I want you to tell me the worst case scenario and the best case scenario. And we talk it through. And then we realize that the reality is something in between. I'll give you a quick example of what that looks like. I have a job offer that I've been looking into recently, and obviously, I have some thoughts about it. For example, my best case scenario is I get it and I learn a ton from the person I'm working for, and I find huge successes and everything works out perfectly. My worst case scenario could be I don't get the job, or even I get the job and I hate it so bad, but I've committed to it. And so both of those are making me a little bit stressed. However, if I look at it from the perspective of everything will work out how it's supposed to, find a lot more peace in it. Because then the reality is somewhere in the middle of that. I probably am not going to become super rich from working for someone super rich. But I probably won't absolutely hate my life either. And if I don't get the job, then I'll probably find something else that's super awesome and everything will work out how it's supposed to. And so I think that would be an interesting thing for each of you to do, is think about something that you are stressing about in the future and think about, okay, what's the worst case scenario? What's the best case scenario? And realize that the reality will happen somewhere 50-50. But either way, everything's going to work out. I think it's interesting also, if you think back on your life, if you think about it, everything truly did work out how it was supposed to. Obviously, everything wasn't easy, but it progressed and you got through hard times and you through the hard times and you loved the good times. And it's made you the person that you are today. And so I think it's interesting for us to worry about the future and things getting hard, because hard things happened in the past as well, but you got through them, and honestly, it made you a better person. And sometimes we even come back on top thinking about the fact that we're grateful that we went through that hard thing. I think about a time in my life where a lot of like crazy medical stuff was happening for me. And I ended up staying in an ICU for like 4 days. But I just remember being like so unsure about the future and so worried. But here I am 7 years later, and I've learned a lot from that experience, and it really proved to me that if we just push through the hard times, that we will become better people. So whether things feel like they're truly going bad or truly going good, the reality is that life is 50-50, but everything works out. I promise you that it works out. Think about how you can view your life through that lens, and you'll be able to face anything that life throws at you. And that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.